神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心生，恕我心曲。
亲爱的听众朋友您好，非常谢谢您收听恕我心曲这个节目。在节目中我们很希望能够分享或分担你心里面的一些症结，然后为您祷告，也给你一些建议。在这一次的听众来信中，有一位听众这样子写道，他说，亲爱的金奴牧师，我听到你的节目就开始了解，也看到在我还有在我的孩子身上有与生俱来的生性，也就是改变不了的生性。那你说到以后我们个性的养成会跟这些生性有关系，会被生性影响，所以金奴牧师可不可以请你给我一些建议或给我一些方法，然后帮助我可以养成我的孩子有比较健康、丰盛、有价值的个性。
Thank you for the question.
很谢谢这样的问题。
You do seem to have an understanding of the developing of a personality.
你已经很了解这种个性的养成。
As I said before, the different types of temperament is what that which shows how we react to our environment.
那我提过的几种人生下来的生性呢，都会反映到以后我们的环境中来。
And this will give us a better understanding of how we can help ourselves and our children.
那么我们来了解这个生性跟环境的反应之后呢，我们就可以帮助我们啊，来帮助我们的孩子。
Let's talk about our environment.
我们先谈一谈这个环境上的因素。
This is the natural world around us.
所谓的环境就是很自然的四周围的情况。
First, it includes parents.
包括父母亲。
And their interaction between themselves and their children.
那在父母跟儿女的这种互动之间。
It's the relationship between the brother and sister.
或者是这个兄弟姐妹之间的关系。
Which is either an attitude of love toward each other or rivalry.
是爱的态度呢，还是冲突的态度？
Then there is the family structure.
有时候是家庭的结构。
Such as, did grandparents raise them?
到底是祖父母来带孩子呢？
Or who lives with them and what were the attitudes of those relations?
谁又跟你的孩子一起住呢？然后这些跟孩子住在一起的态度对他们又怎么样呢？
Also the kind of influence friends have on them or if they lack friends.
还有他们有没有很多朋友，或者是他们缺乏友谊呢？
Was the neighborhood a place of good memories or bad memories?
对你的邻居给你留下来的是好的印象或不好的回忆呢？
Were there some very hurtful, tragic experiences such as death,loss, divorce, or illness?
在你的人生当中是不是有经历很多那种伤害，或者是一些突然间来的一些灾祸，比如说死亡啦，或者是丧失啦，好像这些生病啦，这些问题。
Did they encounter events or happenings that was harmful to them? Or were there happy occasions in their life?
刚才那些问题也包括一个就是离异，父母的离婚。那么这一些是不是对的发生呢？是不是对孩子有鼓励作用呢？还是有伤害的作用？
Was the atmosphere they lived in one that gave them a good feeling of themselves or did it pull them down?
意思是说，所有他们这个活动，这种生活的空间，到底是给他们一个好的这种自我价值的感受，还是把他们的自我价值抹杀了？
Was their circumstances helpful to give them a positive view of life or one of mistrust and fear?
环境是不是帮助你的孩子发展成一个比较积极的对生命的看法，或者是对生命充满着害怕？
Were they conditioned to meet life with a vision or with despair?
到底他们面对生命的时候，这些环境是触动他们更对生命更有未来的展望，或者是让他们对这个生命绝望？
This is what we mean by environmental situations which can help to mold the person's personality.
这些我所提到的都是我讲的这种环境情况，这些都会来塑造养成人的个性。
For a few minutes, let us look at situations they might have to face.
那么首先我们来看看我们会面对的一些情况。
Number one, do they have a parent who is always comparing them and their lack of accomplishment with someone else?
首先我们看到孩子的父母亲是不是常常在把自己的孩子跟别人去比较。
Telling them how dumb, stupid, how worthless they are, building into this child a poor self-image.
然后一比下来呢，常常告诉你的孩子你好笨哦，你好没有出息哦，这样子的话就让孩子养成一个没有自己没有用的那种感觉。
And many times that child will never get over the feeling that they can never be good enough.
这样的孩子在后来呢，他们会总是觉得自己没有办法好起来，没有办法有好的价值对自己的那种价值感呢，从来没有办法足够理想。
Maybe a parent can make their child feel if they do not really want them and that they are not loved.
有时候父母亲会让孩子感觉到这个孩子并不是被期待的，然后他们就觉得他不是被爱的。
They never have a sense of being accepted or belonging.
这样子的话，以后呢，这个孩子呢，从来不觉得他是被接纳或者是属于有归属感的。
Sometimes brothers and sisters may hate each other because one of the parents may show that they love one of them over the other.
有时候因为父母亲之中有那种偏爱，使得弟兄姐妹们彼此有那种憎恶的感觉。
A child may be raised by a grandmother who always talks about the child's mother or father with disrespect, setting the child against them.
有时候孩子跟祖父母亲在一起，然后爷爷奶奶常常就会谈到他的父母亲，然后呢，引起孩子对爸爸或妈妈的反感。
It may be that a child never hears a word of praise or feels appreciated, and they grow up feeling resentment.
有时候一个孩子在成长的环境当中，从来没有听过人家赞美他，或者是从来没有听过人家觉得感激他，以后他长大之后呢，就心里面有一股那种恼恨。
Then there's the parent who never does what he promises a child.
那有时候呢，孩子呢就在那种父母亲很容易食言、不守信用的情况下长大。
And this child then will never learn to trust anyone.
这样子的孩子以后呢，长大之后就不会信任别人了。
Maybe they live in a community of mistrust.
或许他的整个的居住的环境当中呢，一个社区呢，都是大家都不信任的。
Then they become a person who they themselves may not be trusted.
然后这样子的人呢，或许以后长大之后呢，自己就成为那种别人不能信任的人。
They may have a teacher that is hard and unreasonable that can wound the spirit of this child.
有时候他所面对的老师是一个很严厉而且有时候很不讲理的老师，以至于伤害这个孩子的心灵，然后他就变成一个受伤害的孩子。
Then there may be a situation such as divorce where a child's loyalty is torn between the two parents.
有时候一个离婚，父母离婚的家庭会使孩子面对一个情况，他不晓得该怎么面对自己的双方的父母。
Then a child may have an accident where they are physically deformed, and this can be a disaster to a child.
有时候孩子有一些意外，使这个孩子在生理方面会有残缺，所以呢，对于生命就很失望。
Now we have given you some of the situations that they may face.
刚才我举了一些环境的因素例子啊，让你看到生命有时候会面对这些。
But let's go on to one of the most important elements in developing the child's personality.
那么接下来我们要来看看到底什么对我们的个性的养成是很重要的因素。
It is as a parent, you must build a good self-image or self-esteem in your child.
身为父母，你一定要好好的来建立你孩子的自我、自尊的那种自我价值感。
You might say, well, what do you mean by self-image or self-esteem?
到底什么是自我价值感呢?
It is the degree of how good or bad they see themselves.
那么所谓的自我价值感呢,自我形象就是这个孩子本身怎么样来看他,想他自己。
They have either positive or negative feelings about themselves.
不是肯定自己,就是否定自己。
As always, we first must look inward.
那首先我们要从里面来看。
Man is not just a body.
人不是只有魂,只有身体。
But man has an inner spiritual need.
人有内在灵的需要。
And let us look at the building of that.
我们来看看这个人的整个人的这样的一个情况。
Men of all nations realize that they are greater than the animals, and they worship a god.
世界上人都知道我们是比动物更有价值的，我们是跟动物不同的，所以我们懂得怎么样来敬拜神。
Religion is at the very heart of man.
那么这种有宗教信仰，有一位神的这样的信仰，是人心里面的渴望。
It is fulfilling to live with the recognition that the one who made us is the God who loves us.
当我们认识那一位造我们的神，而且是爱我们的神的时候呢，那么基本上我们这个心里面的渴望就被满足了。
We are special because God made us.
因为我们是被神所造的，所以人是很特别的。
We are loved by God and have worth because He sent Jesus, His Son, to die for our sins.
我们知道神爱我们，怎么知道呢？从他差遣他的儿子耶稣到世上为我们死，然后知道神爱我们。
God knows you and loves you as an individual.
上帝他爱你，而且认识你，是用个别的来爱你跟认识你。
After we have built a strong spiritual foundation,
当你有很坚固的这种里面属灵的根基之后，
We go on to the soul of encouraging our children.
我们要进到这个孩子的魂这个方面来鼓励他们。
We let them know they are loved.
我们要让他们体会到他们是被爱的。
That they are accepted and they belong.
他们是被接纳而且有所归属的。
That they're worth something to us and special to us.
对父母来讲，他们是那么的有价值，而且对父母来讲，他们是很特别的。
Remember, your children did not ask to be born.
你要记得，你的孩子并没有要求你把他生下来。
Now, why is this so important?
为什么这个自我形象那么重要呢？
Because a child with a poor self-image may suffer from anxiety.
因为如果一个孩子的自我价值形象很少的话，那么他们会在焦虑里面过生活。
Have unstable behavior.
然后他们的行为就不稳定。
Unable to function socially.
对于社交社会的这个生活呢，他们没有办法去面对。
They're fearful of being sick, and everything that they feel, they become sick easy.
他们呢，对于那种疾病会很害怕，以至于就常常造成自己的生病。
They'll become dependent on others.
他们会很容易依赖别人。
They're sensitive to criticism and always are getting hurt.
然后别人的批评，他们很不容易接受，很容易被伤害。
They work very hard for approval, but they never find it.
这样的孩子呢，以后呢，会很用心拼命的要去找别人的肯定，可是却没有办法找到肯定。
They may feel unloved and unlovable.
他们呢可能会觉得他们是很不可爱的，然后不被人家爱的。
And because of this poor self-image, they are too weak to help themselves in the areas that they lack.
因为自己的自我形象价值感太低，所以自己也没有办法帮助自己。
But let us look at a child with a good self-image.
我们来看一看另外一种好的自我形象的孩子。
He's sure himself.
他呢对自己很肯定。
They're really very intelligent.
他们也有一些才干。
Very active in group discussions.
他们在这种群体里面呢，非常的活跃，很会跟人家讨论。
They're very curious about things about them, and in this way, they discover things.
他们就很有好奇心，然后就会发现一些事情。
They may be a leader.
他们或许会成为一个领袖。
They're more satisfied with life.
然后呢，对生命呢，非常的享受，非常的满足。
They're more likely to have a good relationship with God.
他们呢，跟神之间的关系也非常的好。
They are less likely to have depression.
那他们很少有这种沮丧的情况。
And they're not so defensive or touchy in their relationships.
那么他们呢也不会很容易就这样子保护自己或者是抵挡别人。
And this will help them in their married life.
甚至会帮助他们的婚姻生活。
They're less likely to be distrustful.
他们的生活当中呢很少有失望啊，就是绝望的时候。
You see, you can feed and clothe and give a good shelter and many material things to your children.
你可以啊，把你的孩子呢提供给他们吃的、穿的，给他们有很好的住的地方，然后给他们有很丰富的物质享受。
But if you do not build a good self-image or self-esteem, your child will never be as productive, healthy emotionally, or happy as he could or should be.
如果你没有好好的建立你孩子的自我的这种形象或者是自我价值感的话，那么他是没有办法成为一个很丰盛然后健康的情绪或者是快乐的人生的。
You might say, well then how can I help my child?
那或许你又要问了，我怎么帮助我的孩子的自我形象呢？
First, let your child know that you love them by telling them every once in a while, I love you.
你一定要让你孩子感受到，知道你是爱他的，常常或者是至少偶尔要跟他说，孩子我爱你。
You can learn to say, I love you.
你要学习讲出这一句，我爱你。
Praise is so very important.
赞美是很重要的，非常重要。
It costs nothing to give.
你不需要花什么代价就可以赞美。
Don't be afraid to look for things to praise your child about.
不要怕说呢，找一些好处来赞美你的孩子。
When I was growing up, my mother always made a list of things for me to do.
在我的成长过程当中呢，我记得我妈妈常常要写一个条子，告诉我今天要做什么。
I would do those things.
我就会一一的来做。
But every once in a while, I would miss some.
我会做，但是呢，有时候会错失几个没有做好。
And that was the only thing my mother ever noticed.
我就发现我的妈妈呢，所注意到都是那些我做不好，没有做到的。
And I used to think to myself, why doesn't she notice the things that I do right?
我就很疑惑说为什么她总是会看到我那做不好的。
Learn to praise them.
要学习怎么样来赞美你的孩子，看到他的好的。
Now, when you're praising your child, learn to praise them for their character traits as well as their achievements.
当你要赞美你的孩子的时候呢，你最好是在他的品格方面啊来赞美他，不要只有在他的成就方面，不要啊在成就方面来赞美他。
Don't say you're just glad that they passed the test. Tell them you're glad for the endurance that they had to study well.
你宁可赞美你的孩子他们的那种毅力，还有他们的负责任，过于他们学习的成绩。
Praise your child for a specific behavior to reinforce that behavior.
那特别赞美你的孩子的一个很有意义的行为，然后去啊，再去加强他这个行为。
You might say, I am so proud of you for not talking back to your aunt, but showing calmness instead of anger.
那或许你可以说，孩子，我觉得你可以这样子不顶撞你的姑姑，然后呢，表示一个很冷静的这种态度，不生气。我觉得我很以你为荣。
Let your praise be sincere. Your child knows when you mean it.
当你赞美的时候，你要很诚恳， 然后你的孩子就知道说你是真认真的，是真的在讲。
Praise them in private. Take them to aside.
你要赞美他的时候，最好把他带到旁边，个别的赞美，就是私下赞美他。
Tell them then how pleased you are.
你对他呢，告诉他你真的很高兴。
This makes your child feel very special and loved by you.
当你把他带开来，私下跟他讲的时候，他会觉得你的爱是真的很特别的。
Invite your child to share their thoughts, their feelings, and their opinions.
那也常常容许邀请你的孩子来分享他们的想法、他们的感受，还有他们的这种意见。
It makes the child feel important to you.
让你的孩子会有一种他是重要的那种感觉。
If you will not listen to them, they will stop talking to you.
如果你不学习听孩子讲话，慢慢的以后他就不跟你讲话了。
And communication between you and your child is very important.
沟通讲话在你跟你的孩子之间是很重要的。
Pray with your child.
跟你的孩子一起祷告。
It helps your child to feel he is important to you and God.
他会觉得说呢，在神的面前啊，他是很重要的。
Answer your child's questions.
也要很诚恳地回答你孩子的问题。
It shows that you value your child's interest.
那表示你对孩子很有兴致，很诚心。
Now I know children go through a stage of asking a lot of questions.
我晓得孩子经过一些过程呢，他们会问一些有时候让你觉得啊不需要问的问题。
But try to answer them when you can.
但是呢，要尽力的去回答他们所有的问题。
Give your child full attention when they talk to you.
当孩子对你讲话的时候，请你要很专心的来注意。
When you're paying attention to something else and he's trying to tell you, it makes him feel like he's not important to you.
如果他跟你讲话，你分心做别的事情，那他会觉得他对你不重要。
But if you listen to him, he feels like he's important and you care about him.
但是如果你专心很诚心的听的话，他会觉得对你他是很重要的，你爱他。
Give your child a reason for your decisions.
然后常常给你的孩子啊解释你做这个决定的原因。
You can really reason with your child about a problem.
那你跟他谈一个问题。
Let them know why you don't want them to do it.
那跟他们解释为什么你不要他们这样做。
Or why you want them to do it.
或解释为什么你要他们这样做。
It will make them feel needed and that you trust them.
那让他们会感觉说你真的是需要他们，而且你信任他们。
Trust is a very important thing.
那这个信任是很重要的。
When a child feels he can trust his parents, he feels very secure.
当一个孩子啊，他觉得啊有被信任的时候，他就很有安全感。
But when mistrust is built in that child, he becomes distrustful of everyone.
如果他不被信任，他也会变成一个不信任别人的人。
This makes them a very unhappy child.
这样子的话，他的人生会变成一个不快乐的人生。
And a very unhappy adult.
会变成啊，他的成人呢，会变成一个很不快乐的情况。
Be willing to say, I'm sorry.
常常愿意说对不起。
You know, we make mistakes.
我们常会犯错。
And if you'll tell your child that you're sorry, they know you value their feelings.
那你如果愿意跟孩子说啊抱歉对不起的话，那么他会觉得呢你很重视他的感受。
And they learn the value of the dignity of an apology.
然后他们也会学到这种啊道歉的这种价值。
There is evidence to suggest.That self-esteem is related to identification with one's parents, especially the mother.
那有一种建议就是说，啊，一个孩子的自我形象、价值的养成呢，会关系到自己的父母亲，特别是妈妈的这种自我形象。
If a mother or father has low self-esteem, they are likely to breed or develop a similar self-image to their child by providing.
如果父母亲当中，不管是爸爸或妈妈，有一个是低自我形象的话，那么很容易就把自己的这种低自我形象会影响到或反射到自己的孩子身上。
For example, fear.
比如说一个父母亲有害怕。
A mother can be very fearful.
一个母亲呢，她非常的有恐惧感。
And she will make her children fearful many times.
那她就会呢促使他的孩子们常常很害怕。
I knew a woman that was very fearful.
我认识一个太太非常的害怕。
Her little boy seemed very rough and tough like a boy should be.
那即使他的儿子呢是一个很顽皮的男孩子。
But when anything came up, you could see he was fearful like his mother.
但是当情况来的时候，你可以看到这个顽皮的孩子呢，就像他妈妈一样很会害怕，好像很有男孩子气的这个孩子呢，马上就看跟妈妈一样非常的恐惧。
You see, some parents feel like they must save face.
有些父母亲为了要他们的面子。
Then they push the child so hard to make up for their the parents' own failures.
那他们会让推动自己的儿女呢来补足他们自己的这种失败。
Then the child feels inferior because they cannot meet up with their parents' standards.
那因为孩子们没有办法够到父母亲的标准，所以自己就觉得自己是失败者。
Now parents become overly sensitive to their child's shortcomings.
有时候呢，父母亲就变成对于孩子的不够或他们的软弱方面特别的敏感。
Because these shortcomings may reflect on the parents' inadequacies or failures.
因为这些孩子的不够呢，会让父母亲想到自己的不够或者是失败。
We now have a little understanding of what makes up a person.
现在我们知道身为一个人是怎么一回事。
We are wonderfully made.
我们是很奇妙的被创造的。
We are connected in our body, which is our physical condition.
那我们有身体，就是我们的身体的结构。
With our soul, which is our emotional, intellectual, and our will.
还有我们的魂，就是我们的情绪。理性或者是意志的部分
and with our spirit,
which, 还有灵
which is the inner relationship with God,
就是我们里面跟神的关系
all of these work together to make a life.
那么这些一起来运作就成为我们的生命
we must try our best to make the best life we can for our children.
我们一定要很尽全心全力的要把最好的来建造我们的孩子好让他们有最好的生命
and to help train them in areas they need help
他们需要帮助的地方要训练他们要来满足他们的需要
Thank you for your question
我很谢谢你的问题
I trust you have a better view of how to help to develop a very productive personality in your child.
我相信这些会帮助你给你一些意见让你知道怎么样对孩子建立一个健康丰盛的一个个性。
But remember you're not alone.
记得你不是孤单的。
There is a God in heaven that loves you.
天上的神很爱你。
That wants to help you to develop your child.
他要帮助你来建立发展你的孩子。
Into a person that is productive in this life.
好让你的孩子的生命在这个生命里面呢非常的丰盛。
And that someday we'll spend eternity with him.
然后有一天可以在永恒里面跟神同在。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供由金卢牧师为您主讲林真华语翻译如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担请您来信写明你的姓名住址然后你寄到台湾高雄台湾省高低的高英雄的雄台湾高雄13-40号信箱台湾高雄13-40号信箱你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了我们会尽快的跟您回信